Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Trickeration. Welcome to Trickeration, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to Trickeration, the number one show about deception in sports and your spot for honest conversations about dishonest acts, schemes, hoaxes, pranks, trick plays. We cover it all here. Last week, we spoke with a St. Louis man who had $1 million fantasy football treasure stolen from him. And also with a Milwaukee Brewers coach who pranked the veterans into thinking their rookie pitcher was an actual assassin. Hard to believe, but true, so check that one out if you missed it, as well as everything else lurking in the archives. This week, we've got two tall tales for you. First, a Thanksgiving theme story in which one of the greatest players in NFL history knocks the stuffing out of an undrafted rookie. And later, an old training camp prank involving the most beautiful woman in the stands, an abandoned house, and a cactus plant. All right, enjoy the show.
Peyton, he's always been a prankster as long as I can remember him. He's always been the guy who, after a big road victory where we're flying back, the one getting on the PA system and maybe impersonate the coach, or it could be a trash can full of water and you lean it up against someone's door. Those were kind of things that happened constantly, but generally, number 18 was always behind it.
In the year 2000, an undrafted free agent, Justin Snow, walked into the star-studded locker room of the Indianapolis Colts, a team coming off a 13-3 record and a division title.
Well, it was obviously intimidating. You're now in the NFL. You have Peyton Manning, you have Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, you know, the heavy hitters. Peyton and I hit it off pretty well. I'm not saying he didn't take a lot of young guys under his wing, but, you know, he and I were somewhat close for a vet and a rookie. We had a lot in common, being country boys, loved to hunt fish. He wasn't married at the time, and we were buddies. I remember he would come over to the house before the away games. We always had a couple of hours to kill, and he'd come over, and you know, we'd hang out and ride to the airport together. I still remember this day, our Christmas dinner. My parents are in, and he comes over for dinner and eats with my family, just he and I and my parents.
The genuine friendship between the veteran and the rookie made Snow even more unsuspecting that some Turkey Day tomfoolery was in the works.
One of the equipment guys walked around and put a copy of a free turkey at the local grocery store. You get a $30 turkey, I'll let my mom cook it up. So Peyton, obviously having meetings directly after practice, says, "Hey, do you mind grabbing my turkey for me?" It wasn't like it was some scrub saying, "Hey, grab me a turkey." I'd be like, "Screw that." But it was Peyton Manning. So I'm like, "Well, sure." Again, Peyton asks you a favor. You're a rookie. You want to please the guy, right? So I take this Xerox copy into the grocery store, and they direct you to the back, kind of the meat department. So you go back there, and I say, "Hey, I'm here for the free turkey. I'm a Colts player." Show them what they left in our chair. And there's a gentleman in his little white coat. He says, "Well, I can give you yours, but in order to get Peyton's or anyone else's, you have to do some sort of a touchdown dance." So at the time, the girl I was dating was with me. Her name was Amy. I said, "Amy, I'm not going to dance for a turkey. I'll just get Peyton mine or whatever." And she's like, "Come on, Justin, just play along. You can dance." So I turned around, I'm like, all right, let's do it. So the guy at the counter, he plays, you know, the Monday Night Football theme song. So I start doing my dance. I'm not saying I have skills by any means, but I could dance a little bit, right? So I was getting into it.
Yeah, and what dance did you do?
You remember the Dirty Bird that the Atlanta Falcons running back? It's like Jamal Anderson. You know how he did kind of the Dirty Bird where he's pumping his fist up and down, and he takes it to the side, and he's kind of doing a little something with his legs? That's all that I did. And it'd be one thing if I did it for maybe 10 seconds, but I carried that sucker out and sold it for probably, I don't know, a good 30 seconds to a minute's worth.
And what did Amy think at the time? Did she say anything like, wow, you really went for it?
No, she's in the background just laughing her head off the whole time. And, you know, when I'm done, she gives me a big hug. And like the guy at the counter, he says, man, that was awesome. Great job. I appreciate you playing along. Here's your extra turkey. So what I do is I take both bags now and I take his back to the locker room, put it in his locker because he's still in meetings. And then I, of course, take mine home. And I just put mine in the refrigerator. I never opened it up. So I think nothing else of it whatsoever. Well, the next day is Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And we always start the day with a team meeting. I'm going in this meeting thinking that I've done a good deed for somebody. And as I'm walking to the training room, you pass by the equipment room. On that equipment room, there's like this clear glass that has multiple Polaroid pictures taken of everybody with their turkeys. So I'm thinking still nothing of it, right? So anyway, we get to our team meeting, and at the time it was Jim Mora, and he's giving his talk about the previous practice and, you know, just kind of a breakdown, right? So as he's finishing and come to an end, the lights dim, the projector comes on, and it's a video. So I'm like, oh no. So then you kind of sink into your chair a little bit. So I really didn't know until that film pops up and shows me getting suckered to the Monday Night Football theme song. So everybody goes through their dance. Typically in a touchdown dance, you know, you're spiking a ball or whatever touchdown dances there were at the time. That's what a lot of guys were doing. And of course, I'm the last one. It's like I told you, for a good 30 seconds to a minute, that was the one that acted like a fool. All that's on film, and everybody's just rolling laughing. I mean, because I got pranked, right? You got punked, whatever you want to call it, for a turkey. So what had happened was they had a hidden camera in the back covered up that you couldn't see that was filming everybody do their dance to this song. So it gets better, though. Come to find out, in that bag was a bag of ice stapled shut with the weight of a turkey that a lot of guys had left in their car and melted. So not only did you get a bag of ice for a prank, but you had to do a dance to get it. Certain guys, I guess, are naive and gullible or whatever. I was that guy. We went from Jim Mora to Tony Dungy to Jim Caldwell as my coaches there with the Colts in 12 years. Every year for 12 years, Matt, I was always the fool. You know, just a running joke every year, Justin Snow was doing his dance to get take the free turkey. When you had, you know, inquired about doing this interview, I called Peyton. I said, hey, man, this guy's asking to do this interview. So he's like, man, I still got that in my archives at home. And he's like, that still to this day is probably one of the greatest pranks of all time.
A delicious bit of deceit from number 18. And yes, we've already put the request in to get the hidden camera footage of Snow from Peyton's archives. And for our next story, sticking with the rookie hazing theme, we travel back to a simpler time, 1980s NFL training camp.
Just to give credit where credit's due, this was pulled on me by my cousin. And I was like a soldier hitting the deck, crawling across the field to get away from what I thought was a mad husband.
While with the Colts and later the Miami Dolphins, hard-hitting safety Lyle Blackwood spearheaded the initiation of the first-year players on the team.
We usually had 2 to 3 guys that we would be talking to, and there were some higher profile rookies, but most of them were middle range.
Lyle and the veterans would point to a beautiful woman in the stands and tell the rookies she was a huge football fan.
And that she really liked the Dolphins or the Colts. And we would say that she'll accommodate all of y'all if y'all want to go. We would talk about it all week long. And they, you know, okay, well, what about this? What about that? Yeah, yeah, sure, she'll do that. And we always planned it at the end of the week when we had free time. And they couldn't contain themselves. What would happen is that we'd come to pick them up and they'd be all slicked up, cleaned up, cologne on, hair slicked down. They want to put their best foot forward. So anyway, we'd get there, and this was in a real wooded area. We had to have an abandoned house, which was very important. And so we'd start walking up there, and we'd get so close to the house and everything, and then we had a guy in there with a big overcoat, a hat on, and a shotgun. Of course, it was empty. And he would come out, and he'd just say, "I know what the heck you're doing. You're going to screw my wife. I'm going to blow your head off." And when he would shoot the shotgun, I'd go, "Oh," and I would just hit the deck. And everyone to a man would haul ass. I mean, they would just take off. But I can remember one guy went over to the side and goes, "Okay, maybe I need to help Lyle. Maybe he's not dead." And he goes, "Oh, he's dead." And he took off.
But he thought you were dead?
Yeah.
When you were playing dead?
Yeah, I was just playing dead, yeah.
And he just left you there?
Oh, yeah, he just left me there. Well, he thought for a moment, and then he said, "Oh, he's dead." He just took off. And I remember he jumped the fence, and he was running through a cactus patch to get away from what he thought was a mad husband. And so we couldn't find the one guy that went through the cactus patch for like 3 hours. We were just searching everywhere. Finally, we were driving up this road, and we saw this figure kind of hunched over, and he's limping and everything. And we pulled up, and he had cactus needles all in him everywhere. And I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You're alive." We all just started dying laughing.
So funny. I love that. And over the years, how many rookies would you say you got with that prank?
Probably 15 or 20. It's just part of the initiation into the NFL.
Sadly, Blackwood's mad husband hoax could only be pulled during certain seasons.
I was known for a prankster. And I mean, there's lots of little ones that worked over and over, and you did it on certain individuals at certain times. And sometimes there was a season going on that you just didn't do anything because it wasn't a good season. So there was no time for pranks.
All right, that is it for today. A big thank you to Justin Snow and Lyle Blackwood for sharing these great stories. And a special thanks to the listeners for taking the time to rate and review the show. If you haven't already, please do so. And also, if you have any ideas for future episodes, please email the tip line at trickerationnation@gmail.com. And as we do every week, we check in with the legend, Chris Mad Dog Russo. Chris, how'd we do this week?
Maddie, good job. Keep up the good work, pal.
Thanks, Chris. All right. Talk to you guys next week. Trickeration is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.